This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. And it's been a crazy Monday. Okay, now let's discuss. For this hour, we're going to discuss Democrats, what they're looking for. Remember that Gavin Newsom stuff where he said he was trying to be the Democrat nominee? Give you a little bit of update on that. We'll do a bunch of emails. We'll make fun of Alex Padilla, and so much more coming up in the final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, remember what we've been discussing about the Democrat Party and the stances they feel like they have to take. They have essentially created for themselves over the last decade a prison from which they cannot escape. And here's what I mean. 10 years ago, Donald Trump came down the escalator. Democrats, for a variety of reasons, decided he had to be stopped. He was the worst thing ever. He was Hitler. He was this or that. And the mental illness that's increasing in the Democrat Party made this even worse. But after 10 years of this, 10 years of he's a Nazi, he's Hitler, he's not the end of all humanity, after 10 years of that, what has happened is Democrat politicians have created in the minds of the Democrat base, not middle America, not norms, and certainly not people on the right, but in the mind of the Democrat base, they have created this idea that Donald Trump is the worst thing that ever happened and that the most important thing you can do as a Democrat is oppose whatever Trump is doing. And the reason I call this a prison of their own making is their base now demands that. They demand it. Every poll shows right now that Democrats, not you or me, Democrats, they want their representatives to fight Trump harder. What does that even mean? What are you talking? But that's what they want. If you're a Democrat, you're yelling at your congressman. You're yelling at your senator. Why aren't you fighting Trump harder? Fight Trump harder. That's what they want. Well, what this has done is created this prison so Democrats are never allowed, ever. They're never allowed to support popular policies if Trump has them, and he does. He has several that the country likes. For instance, mass deportation, that is a popular thing with the country. Democrats can't support it. Men and women's sports, that's a big thing. That's an 80-20 issue. It's the most obvious political issue in the world. No politician with half a brain would take the 20% side of an 80-20 issue. Every single elected Democrat from city council to the United States Senate, every single one believes and speaks loudly that men should play in women's sports. The ultimate political loser. It's a prison of their own making. Trump's the devil, Trump's the devil, Trump's the devil. Well, now you've conditioned your mentally ill base to believe that, and all they want now is opposition to Trump. Well, sometimes Trump is popular. Sometimes what Trump does is popular, a prison of their own making. So there's another part of that prison, another aspect of that prison. And this applies to blue state Democrats with presidential aspirations. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, he wants to be the president in the year 2028. It is signed, sealed, delivered. There's no mystery in it. You know, I know, everyone knows he's going to run for president and try to be the Democrat nominee. He saw the anti-ICE protests popping up in L.A. He saw ICE deporting illegals in L.A. And he saw an opportunity he pounced on. The opportunity was, I need to stand up to Trump in this moment. And as a man who wants to be the Democrat nominee, he wanted to be seen as the leading anti-Trump voice. That's our Trump fighter right there. That's our champion. He's the one who will fight Trump the hardest. And he pounced on it. He practically begged to be arrested, which they never did. But he pounced on it. His stupid slick back hair and his dumb face all over the television every single day. Pounced on it. And it worked. Talked to somebody today. They were studying some potential nominee numbers. With the exception of Dome, who has 100% name ID, Gavin Newsom is now the leading candidate to be the Democrat nominee. But here's the problem. The things you have to do now to be the Democrat nominee, they're things that probably doom you with the general election voter. The general election voter who decides elections, and that's not you, and it's not me. Us hardcore righties, we don't decide elections. You and me, we are the hardest workers. We have a mission. We have a job, an important job, but our votes are already banked. Our votes don't decide elections. It's the squishy middle America voter in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. He's the one. He voted for Obama, then he voted for Trump once, but then voted for Biden and back for Trump. He's here. That's who you need. That's the vote you need to become president of the United States of America. And if you loudly stand on the side of illegals right now, you are turning that voter off. We see this in the poll numbers in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin. The middle America voter you need to become president loves mass deportations. Newsom may very well have earned himself the nomination, but he may very well have doomed himself to actually be the president in 2028. And this is his wife, Jennifer Newsom, put out this video.
We are a country of immigrants. That is just a fact. It is who we are. And yet here we are watching families be targeted, watched, hunted, farm workers being chased across fields. These are some of the hardest working people on earth. And they literally feed the nation. Shame on this federal administration for doing this. Shame on them for choosing cruelty, for terrifying families, ruining children's lives, just to make a political point. Whose interpretation of...
Who picked the music for this stupid video?
...values is this. What happened to being the party of family values? This shouldn't be about politics. This should be about people, their well-being, our shared humanity. If you could see these families, hear from them, these moms, their children. Today I heard from community members who have lost loved ones to suicide because of the trauma and pain being inflicted on the immigrant community.
Oh, God.
If you looked into their eyes, you would understand.
Here come the waterworks.
And you would feel it. You would know this was wrong. We have to do better.
All they have now is emotionally manipulating the people who are already in their corner. The 40-year-old, single, miserable white woman popping antidepressants. She loves videos like that. She's sitting at home dabbing her eyes with the tissues. Ah, the poor illegals! Ah! But you already have that voter if you're a Democrat. You already have the mentally ill demon. What you need are the normal Americans. And that doesn't play anymore. It's fascinating. Let's do a bunch of emails, shall we? I've been waving. I don't even know if I've done one today. Dear Dr. Wingtongue, this is in reference to how I eat chicken wings, which is superior, and I'm not going to be beaten down by you on it. Anyway, Iran will be a very difficult country to occupy, so I doubt we will have much say in who takes over leadership. I don't see how it could be worse than what we have now, though. Totalitarianism and Islamic Jihad is the worst possible combination. Okay, it's certainly a reasonable take. I would just push back on this. Be very, very careful when you look at the horrible, evil leadership of any country and saying to yourself, it couldn't be any worse. Remember, we Americans have a distorted view on revolution because we are one of the only countries in history to have one, and be better off afterwards. Almost every single time there is a revolution to topple a government at any point in history, it ends up worse for the people. And you know what else is crazy? Almost every single time the people having the revolution are 100% convinced that it can't get any worse. They tell themselves that every time. It doesn't matter what we get after we get rid of this king or this guy or this Ayatollah. It doesn't matter what comes after because it couldn't possibly be any worse. Every single country in history, well, not everyone, but almost every single country in history that's had one of those, it's ended up worse. We love the idea of revolution in America because ours gave us freedom. That is rare, very rare. All right, and we'll do a bunch more emails because I owe you that. Someone wants to know, what happened to Doge? What happened to the $2 trillion? What happened? I don't know. Let me ask you, what happened to your pain? Oh, did it disappear from your life because you've been taking Relief Factor? Do you even remember when your knee used to hurt? When your elbow used to bother you? It did for the longest time. And then you started taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor, do you realize it's something like a million Americans taking Relief Factor right now? It's not like you're going to be the first. Tried and true, proven, 100% drug-free. A supplement that you take every day. You just take it with your breakfast every single day. That inflammation, it's going to help your body get rid of it and finally get rid of the endless pain. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 3 weeks of it is just $19.95. Is that not worth a try? $19.95? Relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday, hoping that cooler heads do prevail. I mean, like we talked about, Trump says he wants peace. He says that there's going to be a ceasefire apparently in some hours. We'll see. We will see. Let's hope everything works out in the end, but you know, what are you going to do about the whole thing? We're not talking about that anymore. Not interested. Let's go back and do some other things. Let me remind you that you can email the show. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll make fun of Jose Padilla in a moment, but I'm going to get to some more emails because I'm way behind. Jesse, Doge really let me down. During COVID, they were passing bill after bill, each one costing $1 trillion. I knew most of that was locked in fixed expenses. Doge came out and declared $2 trillion as the goal. They were even talking about giving us a rebate check. Then, like a light switch, it was $180 billion and everything fizzled out. Why? I don't get it. His name is Joe. Well, that gets right down to the nitty-gritty of it, doesn't it? Why? I don't get it. So, reality has a way of hitting you in the face hard. This is something that will happen to everybody at some point in their life. Happens a lot when you're young, where you get these ideas or ideals, and then you are faced with reality. Reality can be cruel. My oldest son, James, he's 16 years old. He's already 6'4". He had mentioned to me one day that he was interested in being a pilot. This kid's going to be 6'8 plus. I said, yeah, find a new dream. Sorry. I know that sucks. I'm not trying to be mean, but sorry. Reality is you're too big. You're going to be too big. You're going to fool yourself by 3 and be stuck in a cockpit. You're going to hate your life. No, just find a new job. All right? Reality's hard. Elon Musk and Donald Trump had dreams. Probably have dreams, but I would go ahead and use the past tense here, had dreams. And those dreams were this. Yes, Donald Trump believes in spending some money. He wants to do things like every other president wants to do things, and doing things costs money. But he had dreams, along with Elon, of getting in there and cutting out all the waste, cutting out all this fraud, cutting out all the fat, and cutting so much fat that it actually gives him more money. Pay off the debt. We're gonna have more money to do extra things. We're gonna big dreams. But both of them discovered and are still discovering this, that the system is unbelievably powerful. And the system exists on taxpayer money. Taxpayer money that is almost always authorized by Congress. And this is the problem with details. You know, we've talked about this before. There are big picture people and there are detail people. I am a big picture person. I have no interest in details at all. Jewish producer Chris, detail person. Not really a big picture guy. No, who cares about the details? Give me stats, give me ratings, give me that kind of stuff. And you know what's true? It's almost universally true. Each one of those types gets frustrated with the other type, and they think the other type is missing critically important things. Yet, both of those types are actually really important. It's important to have big picture people. It's important to have detail people. They both matter. They both get completely annoyed with other people. When it comes to, well, Donald Trump, he's a big picture guy. And as president, you probably want him to be a big picture guy. He's a businessman, a CEO. He's going to be a big picture guy. So for Donald Trump, pass the big, beautiful bill. How long have you heard him lobbying for that? Just pass the big, beautiful bill. It's got some things in there I like. Pass the big, beautiful bill. Okay? That's a very understandable position. A detail person might look at it and say, well, wait a minute. This bill authorizes, in fact, enshrines into law all kinds of fraud. Oh, the Green New Scam, all that green, it enshrines all that stuff into law. But on one breath, you're saying you want to cut the waste and fraud and you want to use Doge and cut this stuff. But in the next breath, and this is not an insult to Donald Trump. Washington, in fact, our entire corrupt system, our financial sector, every corrupt part of this country exists by blood-sucking the American taxpayer with dollars that are authorized by Congress. And so a guy like Elon Musk, for example, Elon Musk owns companies, buys companies. For Elon Musk, it's a very simple equation. He buys Twitter and fires 80% of the employees almost immediately. He walks in and just starts firing people. He's opening up the books. Well, this is waste, gone. I remember the day he found out that Twitter, the social media company, had a free wine bar at the place. He was just mortified. Wait a minute, we're paying for free wine? Get rid of that. And it was gone immediately. And a guy like that's going to walk into the government and he's going to audit it and he's going to find all the unbelievable amounts of criminality. And he's going to just think, well, cut it. Doesn't work like that in the government. Doge got hit with that horrible, mean woman known as reality. And the reality is we have a government that is a criminal organization, and the entire criminal organization exists by blood-sucking the American taxpayer of his hard-earned dollars. And that system, it doesn't go away in a couple months. It takes a lot of years, a lot of fighting, a lot of winning elections in order to clean out that kind of corruption. Doge met reality. That's what happened. Here's what else is reality. The global financial sector is shaky, to put it mildly. Here's another bit of reality. We are $37 trillion in debt, and there is no spending cut on the horizon. None. The best we can get offered is some slight reductions in the increase of spending. That's the best we can get offered. Have you gotten a hold of Goldco yet? Do you have any physical gold or physical silver? I don't mean the gold bars. I'm coins. Do you have something of value these people cannot destroy? Get a hold of Goldco. Let them fortify your retirement. Let them get some physical gold or physical silver in your hands. Call 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. Don't wait for the bubble to pop. jessielikesgold.com. We'll make fun of Jose Padilla next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And before we make fun of Jose Padilla and do some more emails, I have to throw this out there again. Couple quick notes. First, did you know you can print things when the computer isn't even hooked up to the printer? Like from a separate state, you can print things on your printer? Chris and Corey did that today. I didn't even know that was a thing. That's amazing. Chris, how long has that been around? It's not been forever, Chris. Don't be like that. That's one. Two, why have the FBI whistleblowers not been brought back? Let me explain something. What Democrats did under Joe Biden's 4 years, maybe you can be tempted to say, wow, that's as bad as it could get. That's not how communists have ever operated, ever. They only accelerate. They only press the gas pedal. They only do more. What you saw during the 4 years of unchecked communist power was a taste of what these people truly, truly want to do. Now, during that 4 years, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, having been completely conquered by communists, unleashed the full secret state police fury it has against the enemies of the Democrat Party wherever they could find them, whether they were hunting down peaceful January Sixers, whether they were hunting down pro-lifers because they were mad about Roe versus Wade, that's still astounding to me, whether they were putting angry school board moms on the domestic terrorist list, the Federal Bureau of Investigation declared war on the political enemies of the Democrat Party in ways that should still mortify you. And the reason we know about most of those evil deeds is because brave men stepped up and gave up their careers to tell you about it and tell me about it. Steve Friend, who I admit is a friend by now, but Steve Friend is one of those pipe hitter dudes, just one of those guys. He's made to be in law enforcement. He wants to go hunt down bad guys. He wants to be that superhero kids look up to. And he had a job as special agent in the FBI. Steve Friend lost his job. Do you know why? Because he was hunting down child predators. He was assigned to child pornography, hunting down the biggest monsters in society. And the communists inside of the FBI pulled him off of that case and told him to go jot down license plate numbers of angry school board moms because they were domestic terrorists. And Steve Friend could have said, okay, I'll go do it. After all, I've worked my whole life to become a special agent in the FBI. I have aspirations. I want to be this. I want to be that. Could have done anything. Or could have just shut up. Instead, he gave up his entire career to tell you about what they were doing. Garrett O'Boyle, same thing. Marcus, Kyle, there's a list of these guys. They gave up their careers to tell us about the evils of the Cheka. All right? Now, knowing that the FBI will do worse the next time a Democrat takes over, and they will do worse. How many whistleblowers do you think we're going to get next time? Even if you don't care at all about Steve or Garrett or any of those people, even if you don't care at all about those guys, that's fine. Get that. I'm not asking you to care about who I care about. Next time, when President Gavin Newsom tells the FBI to go create some crimes, which the FBI will do, to lock up their political opponents, which we know the FBI will do, having watched how Steve and the other fellas have been treated, how many guys next time are going to give up their careers to do the right thing and whistleblow? Let me go ahead and spoil it for you. None. None. People were clamoring to bring back the whistleblowers. Oh, I'm doing that, but in my opinion, that's not even close to being enough. You lionize heroes when they do something heroic, not just as a reward for the heroes, as a message to future would-be heroes. You know, that's part of the beauty of the Medal of Honor stuff. We did Medal of Honor Monday. If you miss any part of it, download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Part of the beauty of handing out a Medal of Honor to somebody who does something heroic isn't just the reward, the acknowledgement. It's that other people are watching and learning there are rewards for heroism. Bringing back the whistleblowers? That's the bare minimum. How about promotions? How about statues? How about naming a wing after Garrett O'Boyle of the FBI? Instead, they're all still unemployed? What message does that send? The next time the FBI gets turned loose on you and me, we won't be able to find a whistleblower. Because, well, something has happened. Anyway. Alex Padilla, he's a senator from California. J.D. Vance called him Jose, and he's still crying about it?
Your response to him calling you Jose?
Oh, he knows my name. He knows my name. Look, sadly, it's just an indicator of how petty and unserious this administration is. But he's the vice president of the United States. Do you think he'd take the situation in Los Angeles more seriously? You know, you think maybe he'd take a moment to talk to some of the families who have been impacted, have been terrorized, to feel what's really going on the ground? I mean, you saw him shaking hands with Marines, but did he listen to the Marines? Because we have, you know, the report after report of the Marines, so many of the Marines themselves that don't want to be there. That's not why they enlisted. Or if not the migrant families, how about the employers,
right,
who I know are speaking up because they're concerned about their workforce? We've got a lot of important work to do, but this is how the vice president chooses to act, and that says a lot.
You know, setting all politics aside, that's twice now a United States senator, but a man, has gotten choked up because somebody called him Jose.
Your response to him calling you Jose?
Well, he knows my name. He knows my name. Look, sadly, it's just an indicator of how petty and unserious this administration.
At some point in time, aren't you embarrassed? Honestly, the fake whining and the fake crying all the time. Or maybe you're even serious. Maybe you're so feminine that you're actually crying because somebody called you Jose. At some point, again, the Democrat, Republican, all politics aside, I think about my father. I miss him. But I think about, he goes through my head a lot when I see things like this. And I think about going up to my dad and telling my dad that somebody called me Joe, Dad. Like, I think about complaining like that and whining like that to my father, and I think how he would have responded, and it would not have been nice. It certainly would not have been nice. And so, is there any man left in any of these people who whines like that? Gosh. Anyway, let's do a couple more emails before we get out of here. Before we do that, let's get you some meat. That's what you need. You need a big piece of meat. But you need it to be done right. And that's the challenge, isn't it? How do you do it right? How do you make those pork chops right, Chris? Sorry, I'm just kidding. How do you make the meat right? The steak, the chicken, the pulled pork, the brisket. How do you do it right? Temperature. It's all about cooking to temperature. It's what everything is. So why don't you just get an IQ sense The most incredible wireless cooking thermometer. You've never seen anything like it. It's a wireless cooking thermometer that stays in the meat, whether you're pan frying something, in the oven, on the smoker. We're talking like 18 hours of battery life on this freaking thing. So if you got something on the smoker, leave it on the smoker. To up to 1,000 degrees it can handle. Your phone tells you when the meat is done. You will never mess up another piece of meat again because you're cooking to temp. You can't miss, and you never have to check it. Plus, you can save 15%. Chris, chefiq.com, promo code Jesse. Chefiq.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on an incredible Monday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, including Medal of Honor Monday, the whole thing is available for free, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. If you miss me while I'm gone, even though I'm not actually going anywhere, I'll be back tomorrow. But if you miss me, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You should know that Ob is currently in the studio with me as we speak. Am I going to get her to speak on the radio? Probably not. Am I going to catch some heat for even bringing this up as soon as the segment's over? Definitely, for sure. But was it all worth it to see the angry look on her face? Yes, also, yes. So you should know all those things. Focusing more domestically here before we get to headlines and a couple more emails. Nancy Pelosi, her stock portfolio crushed every single hedge fund in 2024. This is not a news story. You know about these stories, the stories of members of Congress doing amazingly well in the stock market. And this is one of those things that just steams me to no end because it's the corruption is so naked. I mean, it's Kamala Harris. It's just laying there naked in front of everybody. The members of Congress are insider trading. That is a crime. It is a crime that you, that me, we would go to prison for. If I start making trades that other people aren't making and they don't make sense, I'm going to get investigated by the SEC. And if they discover that I had inside knowledge that the public didn't have access to, well, you've just heard me on the radio for the last time in about 10 years because I'm signing off and I'm heading to federal prison. And yet members of Congress do this in front of your eyes every single day. No trouble at all. It is the equivalent of members of Congress walking around with the little things, how you unlock a car door. Have you ever seen those things before? I actually got to use those once. I won't go into the details of it. But how you unlock a car door to steal a car? It's the equivalent of members of Congress walking around with those all day long in broad daylight, popping locks, getting in these cars and stealing cars and never getting in trouble. It's the financial equivalent of that. Where is Pam Bondi? Where are these people? This stuff happens in front of all of us. Things that you get in trouble for, Congress is allowed to get away with. It freaking steams me. Whatever, let's do a couple of emails. Dear Jesse the Blade Kelly, that's one of my favorite nicknames that I gave myself. I would like to congratulate you on being correct once again. I work in a hospital in the South. They have hospitals all across the U.S. All year round, they have up poster boards around the faculty cheering on DEI and advertising for its importance. This month, they put up pride flags. I had had enough and emailed the corporate office telling them that myself and many others on the hospital staff find it repugnant and that if it was not taken down immediately, I was going to let prominent journalists, mainly journalist Jesse, know what was going on. To their credit, the next day, all the signs, posters, and flags had been removed. Am I the only one who's ever spoken up about this? Or is the tide shifting? Thank you for pushing to do things that norm won't. Well, the tide is shifting, but it's a chicken or the egg thing. Part of the reason the tide is shifting is you are opening up your mouth. No more live and let live. No more silence. No more just let it go. No more I don't want to make waves. I want to be nice. I want to be polite. Well, it wouldn't be Christian to say anything. No more of that insane, idiotic, not biblical nonsense. No more. When there is evil spread around, speak up and say something. If it's in your kid's school, be in the school teacher's office. And if that doesn't work, be in the principal's office. When it's in your place of work, go. Let your voice be heard. Don't take no for an answer. When you walk in the local library and you got a whole bunch of rainbow demon filth in front of your kids with some drag queen shaking his penis in your daughter's face, don't shrug your shoulders and go home and say, well, I guess we're not going anymore. Start raising a stink. The communists were able to infiltrate every single institution in this country over decades because they were aggressive and loud about it. Their values are completely outside of the norm of America. In fact, many of their values are against the law here in the United States of America. Yet they've conquered almost every single institution because they spoke up. It would never occur to these people, well, live and let live. No. They always have to scream at somebody. They're feminists, after all. You speak up. And even in small ways, I'm very proud of you for speaking up. It takes guts because it's not our norm. It's not my norm. It's not your norm. Well, I mean, I don't want to be impolite. I don't want to be known as that guy. I don't want to be a troublemaker. I don't want to be... No more. It's time for the good people to be loud. Proud of you. Glad you got loud. Let us all continue to go and do likewise. Chris, I tried to press the headlines button, but that one didn't work. Let me try this other one. It turned out that was the fart button.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
That wasn't the right one either. That one said emails, but I guess the soundboard's malfunctioning. So we actually are going to do headlines, but here's the thing. Sometimes Jewish producer Chris needs my help with some of the technical stuff, so Chris, I'll help you. Why don't you want me to help you? I'll dig in and start pressing a bunch of buttons as soon as the show's over. Anyway, ChatGPT will help kids get, quote, gender-affirming care while hiding it from their parents. This is a thing to remember about all this different AI stuff that's out there. So much of it is written by people who hate your freaking guts. Remember the Biden administration? We found out they were intending to take complete control of it, and that's exactly why. This stuff is only as good as the code. It's only as good as the data that's written into it. See, up yours, Chris, and the lefties wrote most of this stuff. Tom Homan says an Iranian sleeper cells could be hiding among the Biden-era gotaways. Well, let's hope this ceasefire thing is legit. We know what Trump said. Iran's pushing back on it. Hoping by tomorrow we know something. We'll tackle it all then, all right? That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.